At the intersection with Renweg Street, you will see a house decorated with wall paintings. In the Middle Ages, an execution was an event that many people would go to stare at, and it often had a strict sequence. After the verdict was announced in the square in front of the town hall, the condemned person went on their last journey, accompanied by the executioner, the priest, and the representative of the city council. Here, in this house, lived a baker who was supposed to give the last sip to the one going to the execution. Usually it was wine, but it was supposed to be a small sip. The condemned had to remain conscious and understand what was going on. As compensation for the cost of the last sip, the baker received an order for the supply of bread to two city hospitals. Bakers lived in this house for about 500 years, from 1317 to 1815. Then, until 1991, there was a pharmacy here. So on the facade of the building, you see images related to the pharmacy business. After the last sip, the procession moved on. The executioner was dressed in a white and blue cloak, the colours of Zurich. He annually received a little more than 4 meters of special fabric for this from the city. Just prior to the execution, the executioner took off his cloak. He cut off the heads in gloves, which he used only once.